The question is, what goes in the arun? You know, sometimes people have, you know, their favorite sefer, so they want to hide. So, you know, they put in the Arun Kodesh. You take your favorite sefer, you know, and you hide it in the Arun Kodesh. Or you take a puzzle sefer Torah. Or what about the Haftorah book, right? You don't want anyone to steal the Haftorah book. So what do? You take the Haftorah book and you hide it under the Sifrei Torah. So the question is it mutter or usur to do in Arun Kodesh? Can you put what goes in Arun Kodesh? Besides the Sefer Torah, can anything else go? Oh, they used to put in the times of the Gemara, they would put maybe Truma in there. That's a separate issue. Oh, okay, good. But what goes in the Arun Kodesh? So there's an interesting Be'er Heitev, which brings the Maharshal, which the Maharshal says, Kosov Maharshal, Nirin De'ein Kari Horada Mikdusha. It's not considered degrading and lowering the level of Kedusha. Im Menichim Shar Svarim Ba'aron Eitzel Sefer Torah. You could leave other svarim in the aron to ha'adayin kedushaso kayim, because the aron doesn't lose anything by having a sefer Torah in it plus a chumash. Is the aron still holding the sefer Torah?
Yes.
Is it holding a sefer Torah plus a chumash?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, but who cares? It's still a sefer Torah. Da kedushaso kayim. That's what the Be'er Heitev says. Teida shrei anu meinichim olam yirios psus baron. We put the old yirios. V'chuadin chumashim u'shar svarim, says the Be'er Heitev, it's completely mutter. Says the Be'er Heitev, achein tzarechin, is not sure if there's no sefer Torah at all, are you allowed to put a chumash in? That he says he doesn't know. Oh, we're going to get to Simchas Torah. I'm going to get to Simchas Torah. Very good. So according to the Maharshal, it's very simple. If there's sefer Torah in there, you can put whatever you want in there. Also, any other sefer, you know, you can't put Sports Illustrated in Arun Kodesh according to everyone. But the point is, you could put any sefer Kodesh, Gemara, Chumash, whatever, anything in the Arun Kodesh, as long as there's a sefer Torah inside. If there's no sefer Torah, tzarech in. Says the Bach. The Bach argues with him and says, no. What do you mean? Even if the Sefer Torah is in there, simply putting a Chumash in there lowers the level of Kedusha, and therefore it would be forbidden according to the Bach. So you have a huge Machlokas, Marshal and Bach. Interesting, there's a Sefer called Binyan Av, which wants to learn from this Marshal, you would be allowed to put a Sefer Torah in a museum. Why? Because the Sefer Torah is still B'Kedusha Se'akaimi. The Sefer Torah, did it lose its Sefer Torah? Is a Sefer Torah, is a Sefer Torah. So whether you place the Sefer Torah, says the Binyan Av, in an Arun Kodesh, or you place the Sefer Torah in the Holocaust Memorial, he says, it's still a Shem Sefer Torah. And therefore, this longness of the Marashal, to ha'adayim kedushas okayim, you're not ripping up a Chas V'Shalom the Sefer Torah, you're not, you know, I'm not talking about a case where they're treating the Sefer Torah properly.
No,
I
want these conclusions.
Yeah.
You're saying, you know, you're putting it in a museum. If the museum had a closet, or an Arun Kodesh.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say? Could you put it at home in a special closet?
Correct. So it's the same issue.
So,
and the idea, says the Binyan Av, the long this is because you're not doing anything to the Sefer Torah, but to Shaseh Kaima, everything is still okay. So it happens to be here, and then it's in a place which may not be so Kodesh. That's what the Binyan Av wants to say. That's a little bit of a side point. So you have a Machlokas, Marshal, and Bach, Mutar Asur to put a Chumash in the Arun Kodesh. Very simple Machlokas. How do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Berura. The Mishnah Berura brings the Sefer Chassidim that says it's Asur La'aniach B'toch Arun Kodesh Yerios Psulim Tabe Horado L'Kedusha. That Yerios Psulim, you know, the Yerios, you're not able to put it in the Arun, even if they're Pasul, because it degrades the Kedusha's Arun Kodesh. Sounds like we're paskening like the Bach, that it's also to put anything else besides
right.
The Sefer Torah in the Arun Kodesh.
So one second,
yeah.
So could you put it in what you're just saying? Sefer Torah.
Oh, I'm going to get to the Puzzle Sefer Torah. When I have 20 seconds left, we'll get to this Puzzle Sefer Torah. I'm going to end with that. Good. But fine. But first, I just want to know Chumash. So according to this Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like it would be forbidden. But then he brings the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says, Efshur Dishari, maybe it's Mutter, Mishum Delev, based in Masne Aleihem. Who donated the Sefer Torah, the Arun Kodesh here? I don't know. But whoever donated the Arun Kodesh, it was on condition, or it was implicit in the agreement that this Sefer Torah doesn't have its full Kedusha, and that Beis Din or the Gabayim, where everyone agrees, and when you purchase the Aron Kodesh, other things like Sifrei Kodesh, other Chumashim, can go in there. It's implicit in the agreement, says the Magen Avraham, maybe that works. But the Mishnah Berurah says that maybe only works for Yerios Psuim. Aval Chumashim v'shar Svarim yesh lizar shelo laniach b'socho afilu l'fi shah ben kesha sefer Torah munach b'socho olo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, open shut, Chumashim cannot go into an Aron Kodesh. Yeah.
What do you consider an Aron Kodesh? This Aron Kodesh over here, is the top part called
the Kodesh?
That's
a good question, the bottom.
And the bottom.
Make it simple, for now, the top. I've got a place for the Sifrei Torah, or... I hear you, under it, maybe it's a Talesim. Let's make it clear, Aron Kodesh, regular Aron Kodesh, you have a Sefer Torah in it, you want to hide your Haftorah book, or you want to hide a Chumash, cannot do it according to the Mishnah Berurah. Does anyone argue? So, the Rivo Sefraim in Aleph Kuf Yud Ches, he brings from the Yaskil Avdi, which also says that it's that Lev Beis Din Masnoam only works for Yerios Psuos, but Chumashim and Sar Svarim are Usser. Then he says, Yedidi Agon Rav Ozben Kosovli, Rav Ozben, I think from Riverdale, he wrote...
Which Ozben? His father?
Agon Rav Aleph Ozben, I think that's the one from Riverdale, his father. Okay, he writes, Bezeh Lanias Daiti, Lo Gora Miyad, Umikeser Tashmishe Sefer Torah, Shemachazkin Sham Afkashin and Tuyim Besefer Torah. You keep the crowns in Aron Kodesh?
Yes.
You keep the Yad in Aron Kodesh? Yes. Is it always on the Sefer Torah?
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes it's not. She says if you put that next to it, why should a Chumash be any worse than the Keser of an Aron Kodesh? And he suggests maybe it's Mutter. Even more so, look at this Aruch HaShochan. Aruch HaShochan says you really shouldn't do it. You really, really shouldn't do Chumashim in Aron Kodesh. Aye, but how come everyone does it, he says. Oh, what are you going to say? He says, V'chema sheminichten shar svar in Aron Kodesh uvehechrich. You know, you're forced to say, Tzarech lomar, davik ilu hisnu. It's as if there was stipulated when they built Aron Kodesh that Chumashim will have to go into it. We assume that that must be that any time people donate Aron Kodeshes or you donate Sefer Torah, I guess it's on condition that other Chumashim could be put. Kineged the Mishnah Berurah, you have Machlokes, Mishnah Berurah, and Aruch HaShochan, Halacha L'maaseh, it sounds like. Although the Aruch HaShochan seems to agree with the Mishnah Berurah v'chachila. But definitely, if, you know, b'diyeved, can you really put a Chumash in the Aron Kodesh? Mishnah Berurah says no. Yasko Avdi seems to say no. Maybe this Rav Ozben seems to be Mako. Aruch HaShochan seems to be Mako as well. Yeah.
There's a difference between a Chumash and, let's say, the Yad and all the other things. Mm-hmm. Because a Chumash is a Chumash, and the Yad and the
it's for
and
the Sefer Torah.
Oh,
I agree with you also, but I didn't see anyone make that distinction. L'chora, that's the pshat of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Chumash is a lower level. Okay. So now that's our machlok.
No, don't say it's a lower level.
Well, it is a lower level than a Sefer Torah, for sure. A Chumash is a lower level than a Sefer Torah, no?
It's a higher level. You would say it's a higher level than the crown.
Well, but the crown is serving the Sefer Torah. It's an accoutrement of the Sefer Torah. No, it's an emblem. It's a part of the...
It's nicer.
Right.
Yeah. But it's still not the... I would say Chumash is still...
Well, Kedusha, you're right. But since it's part of the Sefer Torah, maybe you could say that. Okay, so what about Pasul Sefer Torah? Can you put a Pasul Sefer Torah in Aron Kodesh? So the Noda Biyehuda says, not a problem at all. It's because, so unclear, probably the lum this is, because a Pasul Sefer Torah, which is a whole other shir in itself, is a Pasul Sefer Torah considered in a full Kedusha as a kosher Sefer Torah or not? That seems to be a machlokes.
Like if you
drop
a Pasul Sefer Torah,
do you have to stand up for a Pasul Sefer Torah? Good question.
Yes.
These are all part of that other shir. We need to give another week on that. Let me just finish that thought. 1 second. No, the Behuda therefore says Apostle Sefer Torah in an Aron Kodesh is okay. He says Apostle Sefer Torah is fine. He says except for a separate problem. If you leave Apostle Sefer Torah in an Aron Kodesh, what's going to happen? You're going to use it. So he says, but that's not a problem nowadays. Now that we tie it, the times in the Behuda, I guess they didn't do that. So therefore, the Behuda said it's a problem for a separate reason. Yeah.
Apostle Sefer Torah. Maybe it has the kedusha because eventually, you could fix the mesila.
Maybe, but let's say it's unfixable.
Let's say
it's unfixable. You can't fix it, still, the Noda Biyehuda would seem to say that it is okay. Last question: what about Sifrei Tanakh? You have like one of the Haftorah book klafim, or what about a Megillah? No, you have a Megillas Esther. Can you put a Megillah in there? So the Rivos Ephraim, and in the second half of that tshuva, says that it's seemingly fine to put a Megillah, possibly because a Megillah sometimes is called a Sefer, according to the Gemara, and has some aspects, some halachas like a Sefer, and therefore it would be fine to put a Megillah in a Aron Kodesh. There is a Shevet HaLevi, though, that says that, look, if you're going to bring out the Haftorah cloth, they open up the Aron, Vayibin Soharon, you take out the Sefer Torah, and then you give the Haftorah clap to someone else standing there, that's already improper, because it looks like you're taking
Isn't
out the Sefer.
Is there a separate closet, like a separate
Well, if you have a separate Aron Kodesh, then that's fine.
But
we're talking about if you're putting it in the same one.
We're not talking about
whoever
about.
Has, whichever shoe has a clap,
yeah.
Don't
put it on the yeah, maybe they do. The question
the
is,
could you put it in?
Could you put?
So
could
I
you,
understand.
Could
no,
you put
no,
art?
No.
Right. So it seems to be. Even if you can,
do it because
you shouldn't do it. But sometimes you know, not all of us could afford to having two Aron Kodeshes. You know, you got to get big, good donors. So if you only have one donor donate a big Aron Kodesh, can you use it? So it seems to be that it is maybe okay, but you definitely shouldn't take it out at the same time, and that would be the fun. Something else to think about. What about Talesin? If you look at the Piskei Tshuvas, he quotes some sources that Talesim should not be placed in the Aron Kodesh as well. And Talesim are not the same, similar to Chumash, so lower level of Kodesh. And therefore, really, the only thing that should go in Aron Kodesh, ideally, is Kashrut Sefer Torah, possibly Pasul Sefer Torah as well.